Utchers for the week 17 to 22 August 2003.
Greg's still having family problems.
You will try and be back in good time.
Yeah, don't worry.
I think it's important.
Even if she does hate me.
Oh, Greg.
Well, that's what she said.
Teenagers are always saying these things. It doesn't mean anything.
She also said she hates being here and wants to go home.
Ah, but she hasn't, though, has she?
Who knows? Have you checked her room this morning?
No, not yet.
Well, there you are, then.
Well, she has done a bunk, and she's left her poster behind.
Where did that come from?
This country fair they went to yesterday.
She seems to have had a good time.
She does.
Probably because I wasn't there.
Oh, it's nice. Look, Butterflies of Britain.
How is it she can have a day out and enjoy herself with two people she hardly knows, but when she comes to Blackpool with us, it's a disaster?
Actually, when you think about it, it's not so strange.
No?
Well, there's no pressure, is there, with Tom and Kirsty? It's because she doesn't know them. She can relax, I suppose. There's nothing riding on it.
And with me, there is.
Well, of course. You're the father she's hardly seen for years, and suddenly she's got 2 weeks with you. It's bound to be fraught.
When you put it like that...
Just think of the expectations she'll come with. Whatever actually happens, it's never going to match. There's going to be disappointments.
Yeah, I can see that.
So she can't handle it. She blows her stack. She's only 14, for goodness sake.
Shows it matters to her, I suppose.
Exactly. She cares enough to get angry. Imagine if she didn't give a toss.
Yeah.
Maybe we've been trying too hard. Organising these trips, sending her off to see Alice. Why don't we all just chill out?
What do you mean?
Instead of organising everything, why don't we let Sonia tell us what she wants to do?
Hi.
Oh, hi, Sonia.
Oh, morning, love.
And how are you this morning?
Okay.
Yeah, come on, sit down, have some breakfast.
Thanks.
What do you want? Some orange juice?
Okay.
You're up early.
I was reading my book. Didn't sleep too well.
Well, we thought you'd be exhausted after yesterday.
We were only walking about.
They can be very tiring, these shows.
We like the poster, don't we, hon?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
If you're interested in butterflies, you've got plenty on the estate. I can show you if you like.
What, this morning?
Well, no, I've got to work this morning, I'm afraid.
Oh, right.
But we could go over there later in the week.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Ooh, I don't like the look of that cloud much.
Does look a bit ominous.
Well, you never know, we might be lucky.
How's Adam doing?
Okay, I'd say. It's not the easiest bit of kit, that combine.
No, he's pretty good with machinery.
He must be. We wouldn't have seen anything like it in Africa.
You know, I spent half an hour in the cab with him when he started, and after that, he's never looked back.
Well, what do you expect? He's had a masterclass.
What, me? I hardly think so.
Oh, come on, Brian. I've seen you take that beast in some pretty tight corners.
Well, maybe, but I'm nothing special, believe me. Now, Debbie,
she was
really good. She could turn that thing on a sixpence.
Yeah, certainly could. How's she getting on over there? Is it working out?
It seems to be. Apparently they think very highly of her.
So they should.
No doubt we'll get all the details from Alice.
Yeah, bound to.
She phoned up last night, raving about Paris, of course.
Bet she was.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, not bad, thanks. As long as the rain holds off.
How are you, Brian?
I'm fine, Ruth.
And I bought you some coffee.
Oh, thanks.
Thought you were bringing the kids up.
And they've gone to church with Jill.
Oh, right.
And afterwards they're going over to see Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
And Jill's dropping off the trifle for the party tonight.
Oh, right.
What party's this?
Julia's 79th. They're having James and Camilla up and Jill and Phil are going too.
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
Thanks. Sounds jolly. Oh, damn.
Oh, here comes the rain. Scrub the coffee, Ruth. I'll get this load back.
Okay.
Too late, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you better cover it up.
Right, I'll go up on top.
Be careful then, it'll be getting slippery.
Debbie wanted me to fit those roller sheets.
Oh, waste of money. This won't take me long.
Next year, maybe.
Oh, I'm getting drenched.
Never mind that. I need you to tie the sheet down.
Trust me to come at exactly the wrong time. Oh, I'm soaked.
Me too.
This tree's not much use either. Should we make a dash for the house?
We haven't picked enough peas.
Oh, never mind the peas. We'll get some more when it stops.
There's no point in going in now. We can't get any wetter.
That's true.
We might as well go on picking.
I do believe you're enjoying this.
Yeah, I suppose. I like the rain.
And so do I when I'm dressed for it.
Not like my mum. A few drops and she's hysterical. Didier is the same.
Didier?
A boyfriend. He's a waste of space. Believe me.
So they're not really outdoor people?
We had this fantastic storm when we were up in the Auvergne.
Yeah?
The lightning was incredible.
Oh, I love a good storm.
Those two didn't. All they did was moan about how they were getting wet.
Well, Greg would have liked it too. Bit of rain doesn't bother him a bit.
It's his job.
Well, that's why he chose it. So he could be outside.
He must be very happy then. He's out there enough.
That's what it's like being a keeper. You have to work long hours. You don't have any choice.
Everyone can have holidays.
Yeah, and he's taken some while you're here.
Big deal.
He went to a lot of trouble to get it. Just so he could spend time with you, Sonia.
Oh, yeah?
So when you said what you said...
He shouldn't have given me a hard time.
Maybe not. But what you said... Well, it really hurt him.
He asked for it.
It's hard for him too, you know. He really wanted the two of you to get on.
He's got a funny way of showing it.
It's true, though.
So what are we going to do about these peas?
Well, like you said, we can't really get a lot wetter, can we?
Not really.
So I suppose we might as well finish the job.
I'm up for it if you are.
Right then, let's get going, shall we?
We could have done without this little lot. Doesn't seem to be easing up either.
No, well, we shan't be cutting any more today.
Don't reckon?
I've told Adam to sheet up the combine and get off home.
A flaming nuisance.
You're not kidding.
Well, there's not a lot we can do about it, I suppose.
Open that shutter a bit, can you? You'll be standing here all day.
You're right.
That better.
Our grain reception's getting a bit archaic, I'm afraid. It's got to be 20 years old.
Right, good enough for your acreage.
That's what we thought.
Not exactly made for 12-ton loads, though, is it?
Not quite, no.
What's happening now? Are you packing up?
Yeah, we haven't really got any choice.
That's what I thought. So I'll put the steak pie in the oven.
Oh, well done.
How about you, Brian? You going to join us?
Well, that's very good of you, Ruth.
Don't worry, we've got plenty.
Well, maybe I will, thanks.
Great.
I wasn't planning on any lunch today. Jenny's gone over to Jack and Peggy's.
There you are, then. Couldn't be better.
I'll crack open some wine. Cheer ourselves up a bit.
Good idea.
Well, what about Adam? What's he doing?
Well, he'd be on his way back by now. He's got to phone round all the pickers, tell them not to come in tomorrow.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Won't do the strawberries a lot of good, will it?
That's the trouble with the crop. They don't like the wet.
I imagine you'll get botrytis coming in, or rot, or whatever it is.
Well, all that sort of thing. Which means we ought to think about spraying, but if you do, you can't market them for 10 days or so. You start to wonder if they're worth all the hassle.
But
still, I think I'll leave that one for Adam to worry about.
Oh, do you think we could finish this discussion in the house? Otherwise, we'll all be going down with botrytis.
So, what would you do at home on a wet Sunday?
Depends.
You wouldn't be sitting in the kitchen shelling peas, I know.
Probably not.
Well, then.
Go to a movie, I expect. With one of my friends.
Okay, so why don't we do that?
You mean us two?
Yeah.
Today?
Well, why not? Assuming there's something you want to see.
I don't know.
Well, let's have a look, shall we?
I've got the local paper somewhere.
What about Dad? Won't he want his lunch?
Well, he'll survive, I'm sure.
Ah, right, here we are.
I hope there's something on. Haven't been for ages.
No.
I was meant to go into Saturday's go with Didier. Then he suddenly decides he's too busy with the sales report. Surprise, surprise.
Well, that's not unusual.
No, does it all the time. Full of promises. Most of the time they never happen.
Ah, there we are. That's the multi-screen.
Thanks.
Seem to get stuff pretty quickly. Big films, anyway.
Hey, Terminator 3.
Do you fancy that?
Yeah.
Great.
It starts at 2:15. Does that give us time?
Well, I don't see why not. As long as we get our skates on.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hi, Greg. Hold on.
Yeah, till this afternoon. Something smells good.
Well, don't get your juices going. We shan't be eating till tonight.
Why? What's happened?
There's been a slight change of plan, hasn't there, Sonia?
Yep.
We're off to see a movie.
Well, no.
Terminator 3.
Oh, sounds good.
We thought we'd give lunch a miss. You'll have to make yourself a ham sandwich.
Yeah, no problem. I only wish I was coming with you.
Don't worry. We'll tell you what happens.
Oh, thanks.
And play your cards right. We might even bring you back some popcorn. Have some more coffee, Brian.
No, that's fine, thanks, Ruth. Now, I ought to think about getting back, see how Adam's getting on with these pickers.
Are they all students?
Well, I gather so.
Local?
Most of them, yeah. Some of them bring a tent and stay over there.
Yeah. What do the planners say about that?
Shh, David. We're not saying a word. It's only for 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, now, you see, as a pillar of society...
You wouldn't, would you?
Don't be daft.
Only now you're in a position of power.
On the parish council? Must be joking.
Well, sometimes it goes to people's heads.
Listen, mate, I am in no position to dish the dirt on anyone.
My name's Mud round here.
The Badger.
Hmm. What else?
I gather there's been some comment on the website.
Yep.
Quite a bit, I'm afraid.
I try and avoid it myself.
Yes, and me.
Oh. We've got a parish council meeting this Wednesday. What's the betting? Someone will see it as their public duty to raise the matter.
Can't think why.
They will, don't you worry.
Well, so what? It'll blow over.
Oh, suppose so.
But your only mistake was dumping the evidence in front of our mutual friend, Mr. Crawford.
Don't I know it?
What's he up to, Brian? All this property he's after.
Don't ask me.
Is it true he's buying Marjorie's house? I heard a rumour.
Well, I think so.
But isn't he still after his mansion? That land by Bluebell Cottage?
Listen, Ruth, I might sit on the same board as the chap.
Lucky you.
But I'm the last person he'd tell his plans to.
It just doesn't add up to me.
A lot of things about Matt Crawford don't add up.
Well, I must love you and leave you, I'm afraid.
Yeah, your strawberries.
I'm afraid so, much as I'd like to sit here all afternoon.
Another time, maybe.
Absolutely. But if Adam's thinking of spraying the damn things...
It's not an easy enterprise, is it? I could see that when Neil and Mike had their pick your own.
Exactly. I mean, all for trying out these things. I mean, you've got to be entrepreneurial these days.
If you want to survive.
But with all the hassles and the weather and the pickers who don't turn up, all that sort of thing, you start to wonder if it's worth it.
Clary's had another shock.
I'm at my wits' end with him, Eddie, I really am.
Don't worry, love, I'll sort him out.
Goodness knows what's got into him these days. I mean, it ain't enough he's up in court for thieving. Now he's going round upsetting people for no reason at all.
Hey, what's he want to take the bike over there for, any road? What's wrong with our field?
I don't want it down there, either.
It's better than round the back of Glebelands, frightening them all to death.
Oh, noisy blooming thing.
It is, any road is jazzer.
Mm. We should give the blooming thing back.
When someone complained about the noise, he gave him a mouthful of abuse.
Who was that?
Mr. Harper, you know, retired chap.
Oh, him.
And, of course, when Mrs. Patterson told me about it, I had to be in front of a shop full of people.
Oh, she would.
I felt so humiliated. As if we haven't been through enough.
He's going to be mighty sorry when I clap eyes on him, I can tell you that.
Suppose you two will be wanting some dinner.
I'm a bit peckish, love.
Well, I ain't had time to cook nothing. You'll just have to make do with cheese and pickle.
Oh, very nice, very.
Oh, Joe, there's a letter come for you from the council.
There you go. We know what that'll be about.
You think they have better things to do than persecute an old man?
There you go.
Can't bury that.
I mean, whatever's got into him that day? He never used to be like this. He seems to have a great big chip on his shoulder these days.
Oh, we will do by the time I finish with him.
Yeah. We was right.
What does it say?
I got to pull the barn down and restore the land to its original condition.
Oh, a mass of weeds and thistles.
Well, that's what it says here.
How long are they giving you, Joe?
21 days.
3 weeks? That don't seem long.
Oh, that's what it says down here.
Oh, it's got to be longer than that. What if you wanted to appeal?
Oh, only good that'd do.
Here, let's have a look at it. You're probably reading it wrong.
How much does it cost, any road? Putting in an appeal.
No idea.
Yeah, well, it's all a big swindle. Screwing money out of the poor working man.
You think you know your own son, but they change, don't they?
Oh, you daft wazzock. Mm. You got a month before the notice comes into effect.
Have I?
And after that, you got 3 weeks to take the thing ding.
Don't make no difference anymore.
Yeah, if he wants to appeal, you've got to do it over the next month from what I can make in.
Well, I ain't pulling it down. If they want it gone, they can do it themselves.
Yeah, good on you, Dad.
Yeah, right, what do you say? We all goes and leaves down in front of the bulldozer, eh? What do you reckon, Clary?
No, do what you like, Joe.
Well, we can't just give in, though, can we? We got rights as English landowners.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, Joe, but I really can't worry about it. I've got other things on my mind.
Clary?
Clary's right, Dad. This ain't the time.
Hiya.
Right.
Edward Grundy, we've been waiting for you.
Any dinner going?
Never mind about dinner. You've got some explaining to do, my lad.
Oh, no, what is it this time?
We shan't be cutting for an hour or two at least.
Still too wet.
Yeah. I thought it'd be drying quicker than this.
Ah, too sticky. Has been all day.
Yeah, it is quite close.
Allus makes my Frieda niggly when he's like this.
Really?
You should have seen her this morning. Having a real go at me, she was. All because I said her marmalade was a bit on the stiff side.
Oh, well.
I was only trying to help, wouldn't I? What would she rather have? One of the judges telling her at the flavour and produce show?
Look, but I'm going to take a sample back, put it through the moisture meter.
Yeah, good idea. You've got to be sure, ain't you? David said if we wasn't combining, he was to take the cultivator up to Broadacre.
Well, there you are, then.
Oh, well, right, I'll drop the trailer off here, then, shall I? Ready for tomorrow.
Yes, good idea.
Right, I'll leave you to it, then.
Thanks, Bert.
Oh, by the way, how's your Alice getting on? Gone over to France, I heard.
That's right, to see Debbie.
Yeah, having a nice time, is she?
Yeah, we had a phone call last night. They spent the day shopping in Paris, the two of them.
Oh, very nice too.
Now, Alice loved it. She seems to be turning out just like her mother.
How are we doing, Brian?
It's still too wet, I'm afraid, Adam. I'll have another look in a couple of hours' time.
Well, the combine's all greased up ready.
Good, because I want to get started as soon as we can.
Right.
If we can get 2 or 3 hours in tonight.
You can't rush these things out, can you? We're all at the mercy of the weather.
Well, yes.
There's them strawberries of yours, Adam.
Well,
I dare say they took a bit of a pasting in that rain.
They're not looking too bad, actually, Bert.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised.
And you decided not to spray?
Well, I can't see the point. We're not talking about a heavy crop here, not in the first season.
Well, it's your decision.
I'll get the pickers back in tomorrow and just see how we go.
Oh, difficult crop, strawberries. Always has been.
Right, Edward. We'll have half a dozen of them over bags, the planting compost.
Fuck, is a minute, Dad, I'm knackered.
You chuck them bags over here now.
Oh, even in prison you get a rest break.
Well, you'll be finding out soon enough.
Oh, cheers. What have we got to do this now for, any road?
Because your dad's at Felpersham Market in the morning and he's got to leave early.
You can come and give me a hand for once.
Oh, I can, I'm busy.
Yeah, busy annoying people with that dirt bike.
I'm seeing a mate.
We'll see him when you come back.
What can I? I'm on a curfew.
I'm still waiting to hear what you thought you were doing over the back of Gleeblance.
You know what I was doing, riding the bike.
Well, we don't want you over there again. Next time, you take it over the field.
Get real, Mum. That's about as thrilling as riding around the village green.
I don't care. You stay away from Gleeblance.
Why?
Well, because the residents don't like it, that's why.
Oh, stuff the residents.
Don't you talk to your mother like
that. I don't own that land.
I don't care. You just stay off it.
Yeah, okay.
But better still, get rid of that bike.
What, not allowed any fun?
Not at the moment, you ain't. You don't deserve it.
You know, tomorrow you can come and help me on the market stall.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, what if I don't?
In that case, don't expect any favours off me.
Meaning what?
You can forget about them driving lessons for a start.
Thanks a lot.
We've just had about enough of you. Your mother and me, we ain't prepared to put ourselves out any more.
Well, I might as well cancel my test then.
Oh, do as you know.
What's a fat chance of passing if I don't get any practice in?
You've only got yourself to blame.
Oh, cheers, Mum. It's nice to know I got your support too.
Oh, just grow up, will you, Edward?
Oh, blimey, what's he want?
Hi.
Afternoon, Adam.
Getting ready for a market, are you?
Yeah, that's right. Felpersham in the morning.
And how's business? Good?
Mustn't complain.
Great.
So what can we do for you, then?
Actually, it was Edward I called in to see.
Me?
We're hoping to be strawberry picking again in the morning. I was wondering if you might be interested.
I don't know what's happened to our Edward. Used to be such a nice lad.
Yeah, he did.
There was never no malice in Edward. He'd do anybody a good turn.
Not anymore, he wouldn't.
Nope. Seems to have it in for folks nowadays. Can't imagine why.
Village folk, too. He never went off to town to do his thieving, did he?
You're right there.
He's got to be somewhat wrong somewhere, stealing off your own neighbours.
He don't seem interested in nothing no more. But well, long ago he was over Grange Farm all the time. He ain't been there in a week.
He used to like working with them cattle, didn't he?
Well, he's still got 3 of his own over there, young'uns.
Oh, so he has.
You wouldn't know it, though. All the interest he takes in it.
All the same. I can't see him doing him no harm.
Of course he wouldn't. What are you on about, Bert Fry?
Oh, nothing.
Come on, you tell me what you meant.
Well, there was something on the website that saw. Eh? Perhaps I didn't ought to have mentioned it.
Well, you'd have kept your mouth shut then, so spit it out, will you?
Well, someone was saying...
Yeah, well, what was they saying?
Well, no, not saying so much. We're hinting more like. They was making it your Edward might have had something to do with them horses getting cut up.
Oh, that's a wicked lie. Our Edward would never do a thing
no,
like that.
No, of course he would.
So what are you spreading rumours for, Bertrand?
Well, I ain't spreading them. I just thought, well, you ought to know, that's all.
Well, don't go mention it to Clary, whatever you do.
Of course I won't.
He's upset enough already.
Tent there no more. They took it off straight away.
Shouldn't have been there in the first place. We ought to sue him for libel, spreading lies like that.
No, it's just storming a teacup.
Yeah, well, they don't loan me that. I just heard they're going to make us pull down our barn.
Oh, no wonder you're so cantankerous.
Inappropriate, they say. Have you ever heard of this? It's a daft. A farm building, standing on farmland, and they reckon it's inappropriate.
So what are you going to do about it?
And a lot I can do.
Well, you can put in an appeal for a start.
Oh, that's easy enough to see. You ain't got to pay for it.
And after that, I tidy the place up a bit. You make that field look a bit nicer, you might not have half the village up against you.
Still know how to cast a decent fly, then.
Oh, hi, Brian. Yeah. It's a few years since I've done this. I borrowed your rod. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, of course it is, man. I'm glad to see it's being used for a change.
Thanks.
You managed to sort out your pickers?
Yep. If they all turn up, that is.
Not particularly reliable.
You can't really blame them. One day we're picking, the next day we're not.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I reckon they're a pretty good bunch, considering.
So you're not too disillusioned, then?
Well, with the strawberries.
You must admit, it's all a bit precarious, getting hold of your pickers, coping with the weather.
You've had 200 grand's worth of tackle sitting idle thanks to the weather. So what's the difference?
Well, we don't have any choice on this farm. We've got to be an arable.
There's always a choice.
Well, anyway, we've had a support system. Inadequate, maybe. At least we've had some sort of a flaw in the market.
Not for much longer. It's on the way out.
Yes, yeah, the new cap.
We're going to have to get closer to the market.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is just what we're doing with the strawberries.
Well, remember, if I hadn't stuck with those arable crops for the last few years, we wouldn't be in line for the new subsidy.
It's crazy.
Well, maybe.
Because you've been growing the stuff in the past, they're now giving you the same subsidy for not growing it.
We'd be in pretty bad shape without it.
But never mind the poor farmers in Africa, eh?
Oh, it's a bit below the belt.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's a fair comment. You're perfectly entitled to your views. There says a lot in what you're saying.
Well, that's why I wanted us to be in strawberries. And the venison come to that. So when the subsidies change, which they were bound to do...
That's true.
We'll be left with some real markets. Something people want to buy.
And as soon as they do, we'll get cheap imports flooding in. And bang goes our market again.
Not if we do it right.
I must say, I admire your optimism, Adam.
I'm just being realistic, that's all. In the long run, that's where we've got to go.
Well, we'll see.
Are you wishing I'd never come home?
What?
I wouldn't blame you. All these radical ideas. Going against all your principles.
I reckon I can take it.
But be honest. If there was any chance of getting Debbie back, you'd jump at it. Well, you would, wouldn't you?
I've got one.
Oh, well done. Now, careful.
Yes.
Don't reel in too fast.
All right, I know what I'm doing.
Now, steady up.
Come on, you beauty.
Don't let him go in those rushes, whatever you do.
I won't, okay.
Now, gently bring him in. No hurry. That's it, that's it. Nice and easy. Oh, great this, isn't it?
Fantastic.
In Greg's cottage, there are plans afoot.
Hiya. Hi, Dad.
Oh, made it. Will's coping well up there. Told me to get off.
Great. We've been waiting for you, haven't we, Sonia?
Yep.
Nope, don't you bother sitting down. You're going out.
Strawberry picking.
What?
Don't look so horrified.
They want pickers up at home farm.
Yeah, I know, but...
We can probably get 4 or 5 hours in, which means I'll have some dosh when we go shopping. Good plan, eh?
Oh, yeah. OK. It was great, but...
And if you want to give me whatever you make, that's OK.
Eh?
Because, after all, you're on a full-time wage already, right?
Yeah, maybe, but...
OK, you can keep your own money. I can't say fairer than that.
Look, it's a great idea. There's only one problem.
Oh.
We'll have to hang on for an hour or so before we start.
Greg.
Oh, Dad, can't we go now?
I tell you what, why don't you both go on over there and I'll join you later.
I thought it'd be nice for you two.
Look, I'll be along, I promise. Only there's something I've got to do first.
I thought you'd finished work.
Oliver Sterling's coming round.
What for?
Only for an hour. He rang just as I was coming out. He wants to talk about where the new drives are going next season. The Hunt need to know that sort of thing.
Maybe you can do that any time.
I could, but I've put him off a couple of times already. Anyway, I said to come over now.
Greg?
It'll only take an hour, if that. And we'll have all evening together.
Yeah, but we won't, though. You'll be off on your rounds at 8 o'clock.
Not tonight. Will's doing it. Sorry, Sonia. I thought I'd clear it up over lunch and then be free.
OK, don't worry about it.
I'll be as quick as I can. Then I'll join you, right?
I suppose we can still get 2 or 3 hours in.
Yeah, that'll be him now. Look, don't wait for me. You get going. You'll enjoy it.
Afternoon, Greg. Hello, Oliver. Come in.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Lennon.
Hi, Oliver.
Oliver, this is my daughter, Sonia.
Hello, Sonia.
She's on a visit from France.
Oh, yeah? And are you having a good time?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Yeah, look, Oliver, I'm really sorry, but I'm afraid I've dragged you over here on a false errand.
Oh, dear.
It's entirely my fault. I clean forgot I was meant to be going out. Sonia and me.
Great.
Would you mind if we rescheduled our meeting?
Oh, dear, Jeff, of course not.
You better get ready then.
Very kind of you.
No, not at all. You don't want to waste your time on stuffy old Hunt business. You two get out, enjoy yourselves.
Thanks, Emma.
Right, let's see how many you've got in here.
26 pennies altogether.
Fine, I'll just put that on your sheet. Emma. Ah, here we are.
Doing all right, aren't I?
Let's see. £22, well done.
Might as well make some money rather than sit around at home.
Day off, is it?
Yeah, well, there's no chance of seeing Willie. He's working all hours as usual.
Do you want another box?
Please, I'll carry on a bit longer.
There you go, then.
Oh, you got some more pickers, look.
Good. The more the merrier.
And I see why Will's having to work late.
Ah, Greg Turner.
I would.
Never mind. Next time William's off, you'll be able to take him out on the money you've earned.
No way. I'm spending this on me.
Yeah, why not?
Anyway, see you later.
Yeah, see you.
Hello, Adam. You still looking for pickers?
We certainly are.
Good. This is my daughter, Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. I'm Adam.
Hi.
Sonia's over from France.
Oh, yeah? I imagine you're more used to picking grapes.
I've never picked anything in my life, except lottery numbers.
Oh, well, you don't need a university degree. Here, that's what we're looking for.
Right.
Only ripe fruit, please, and don't pick anything that's bruised or rotten.
OK.
And nothing smaller than that one, OK?
Yep.
That's about it, really. There's your box, with plenty of punnets. When you've filled them up, just bring them back here, and I'll credit you.
Hiya, Adam.
Oh, hi, Ed. Be with you in a tick.
That's OK. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Rudy.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Sonia.
Yeah, right. Where do you want to speak it?
Let's see. If you work on the next one over from Emma...
Right.
Start down at the bottom, can you? It's a new bed.
Yeah, OK. See you later.
Right. Now then, Ed.
Got a bit of glutton for punishment, haven't I?
Well, it's good to see you back.
Well, you're not exactly overcrowded, are you?
Some of the students didn't turn up, I'm afraid.
Students? What do you expect?
There you go. There's your box.
Oh, tough.
You know the ropes.
Yeah. There's someone I want to say hello to first.
They're lovely and sweet.
Hey, you're meant to be picking or not eating them.
I need the energy.
Oh, is that it?
I never thought you'd do this.
Why not?
I thought you liked organising things, like Blackpool.
I want you to enjoy yourself, that's all.
I am.
Good.
Didier's got to have everything organised. Right, he says, we're all off to the Sea Life Centre.
Don't you like the Sea Life Centre?
Not much. He's got to be explaining everything all the time. What this fish is and what it eats and how big it gets. And it's all complete rubbish. He doesn't know any more than we do.
No?
Mum just laps it up, though. She thinks the sun shines out of his chinos. It's pathetic.
Doesn't sound like your mother.
It is with him.
Right.
I'm going to swim with dolphins one day. Do you know that?
Well,
You're in the right place for it.
And when I finish school, I'm going to work in conservation.
Mm, good for you. Just like your father.
Like you? You're a gamekeeper.
So?
You kill stuff, don't you?
Who told you that?
I just know.
Was it your mother?
Could have been.
Well, it's not true. It's not about that. It's mostly about looking after the countryside.
You're joking.
I'll show you if you like. We'll go up to one of the woods at this time.
Yeah, okay.
So, what else has your mother been telling you about my job?
Oh, did you know your shoulders are going red?
No. Got some sun cream in here.
Shall we rub that in for you?
No, it's all right.
Oh, don't mind.
No, thanks.
Right.
How are you?
Oh, couldn't be better.
Ed.
What do you think?
I wish you hadn't done it.
I know that.
See, you're just chucking your life away. I knew you were like that. That's why...
That's why what?
Nothing. Forget it.
That's why you stuck with boring old Will. Is that what you were going to say?
Will isn't boring.
Are you telling me if I'd had a proper job in that?
But you haven't.
I could have.
What's the point of this?
The point is you love me.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Ed, please.
Listen, Emma. I'm never going to do anything like that again. Whatever it is I get from the court, I'll see it through, and after that, I'll get a proper job. Work with Dad, maybe. Whatever. But I'll make a go of it, right? I'll do it for you.
No, do it for yourself.
If I do, would you give me a chance?
Don't ask me that.
Why not? It's me you want.
It isn't.
It is. You know it is.
Ed, stop it.
Emma, please. Just say you'll give me a chance.
If you don't stop this, I'm walking out of here now.
Hi, Stormy Pickers.
Hey, Lee.
We've come to join you up with Phoebes. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course it is.
We're not interrupting anything, are we?
Of course you're not. We're all having a lovely time in the sunshine.
So, how's it going?
Is the fruit any good? Not too bad, considering. There's a fair bit of wastage, though.
Well, I'm not surprised after all that rain.
And the quality is not all that hot.
Well, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, look. That's what I mean.
Wonderful, are they?
I doubt they're good enough for farmers' markets. I'll probably sell them as class two through the wholesale markets.
Well, is it worth it at that price?
We haven't got much choice.
No, I suppose not.
I'm not too bothered, though. We've made enough to cover our establishment costs, which is all you can hope for in the first year.
So you're still optimistic?
Yeah, of course I am. Next year we'll get in a full season. We should do fine.
Assuming the weather's okay.
Ah, now, I've had some thoughts about that. I've got a proposal to make.
Adam, why is Greg here? I don't pay him to pick strawberries.
Well, I thought...
And what's he doing here?
Sorry?
Ed Grundy.
Yeah, he was here this morning.
Look, I don't think it's a good idea to have him on this farm, Adam.
He's doing well.
He's a thief.
He's picking strawberries. What's the harm?
And next week, he'll be back with his mates. And before we know it, we'll have a 50 grand tractor go missing.
I don't think
I'm sorry, Adam. I'm not having that lad on this farm.
Hang on, Brian. Brian!
Hayley was a strawberry princess. Do you know that, Phoebe?
Wasn't I?
Oh, you looked ever so pretty.
Yeah, well, once I've decided not to go as a giant strawberry, yeah.
Do you remember Ed?
How's that I do now?
She was great.
Don't, I'm embarrassed thinking about it.
Oh, you told that story, what was it, for Radio Borsetshire about your grandparents meeting in the strawberry field?
Yeah.
Oh, it was touching, that was. Was it true?
Yeah, of course it was true.
Emma always tells the truth, don't you, Emma?
Phoebe, you look like a clown.
Oh, look at her face.
You're covered in. How many have you eaten? These, I'm sure, here. Let's clean you up a bit. I hope you're not going to make yourself sick.
Edward Grundy. All right, Mr. Aldridge. You'll have to go, I'm afraid.
You what?
I'm sorry, I don't want you on this farm. Now, if you see Adam, he'll pay you what we owe you, and I'd like you to leave, please.
What's this for, Mr. Aldridge?
Well, I'd have thought that was obvious.
Not to me, it isn't.
Nor me neither.
Well, let me spell it out for you. In view of your recent activities, I don't feel you can be trusted. Is that clear enough?
Oh. Yeah, well, don't worry. I'm sick of your poxy strawberries anyway. You can stuff them.
We made £32.50 altogether. Not bad, eh?
It's brilliant.
I picked the most.
You ate the most.
So, what are we going to do with this lot?
How about I make some strawberry ice cream?
Can you do that?
That's if you've got any cream.
Yeah, I think so.
Should have some of Mum's. It's got to be the thick stuff, though.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah, we did it at school. It's delish.
Double cream, is that okay?
Perfect.
Good.
And I'll need the blender.
Okay.
Homemade ice cream. I'm looking forward to it. So,
What are we doing tomorrow?
Shopping.
Okay, shopping it is.
I think I'll get a couple of tops.
I hope you're not going to spend all your money.
Might do.
Do you think that's a good idea? Don't you want to save some for when you get back?
Nah, I won't spend it.
I know the feeling.
Actually, Dad, we can spend your money too.
Sorry?
Your strawberry money. I'm going to need some jeans to go with the tops.
Oh, he's a nice beast, isn't he, Oliver?
Magnificent.
Look at that back end. There'll be loads of steaks coming off there.
To be honest, I'm surprised you're still interested.
I am.
You've let a lot of people down, Ed. Your parents especially.
Yeah, right.
And I must say I feel let down, too.
So you don't want me looking after your cattle anymore?
Are you still interested?
Yeah, of course I am.
Let me tell you something, Ed. The reason I offered you a job in the first place was that I had a high regard for you as a stockman. And nothing's happened to change my view on that.
But you can't trust me.
Well, can I? You tell me.
Yeah, you can.
I hope so.
You can.
It's up to you, Ed. If you want to get your life together, I'll give you all the support I can.
And you'd still be willing to do that?
Nothing would give me greater pleasure. But it's your decision. I can't make it for you.
Up at the piggery, Neil is worried.
Sorry to drag you up here.
Oh, is there a problem?
Yeah, there could be. I can't reach Tom. I think his mobile was switched off.
Oh, no, it's on the kitchen table. He went off without it this morning.
Oh, that accounts for it, then.
What's the trouble?
Well, there's something wrong with them. Some of them, anyway.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That one? And the one over there? Yeah, there's about six in this group like it, and nine in the other lot.
Was that all they're doing?
Yep.
Well, not right. Even I can see that.
Yeah. There were two or three of them offered food this morning. Apart from that, everything seemed okay, but I thought I'd better pop back.
Oh, good thing you did.
Yeah. Now I can't decide whether to ring the vet or not.
Well, if you're worried, then you ought to.
Yeah, but you know what Tom's like about keeping his costs down.
Not where there's animal welfare involved.
Well, I'd still have liked to talk to him.
Oh, sorry, Neil. I really don't know what else to advise you.
It's my decision, I know that.
And I'm sure it'll be the right one. You know more about pigs than the rest of us put together.
David!
Over here, love.
There you are.
Blimey, you're looking smart.
I'm going shopping with Shula. I did tell you.
Oh, yeah, so you did.
She's all down over this terrible business with the horses. We're going to try a bit of retail therapy.
Well done.
You're off to Sheffields, are you?
That's the plan, yes. Bert's gone up there with the other trailer.
So you're on schedule?
Yeah, just about. I have to say, Brian's done a pretty good job. And Adam, of course.
Well, at least we should make a bit of profit on the cereals for once. Now the prices have come back a bit.
Yeah, it's put a smile on Brian's face at last.
Has it? Well, it's a shame it didn't make him a bit more generous towards Ed Grundy, chucking him off the farm like that.
Well, you can see his point. I'm not sure I'd want him on this place at the moment.
But if everyone takes that attitude, how's he ever going to get out of it?
Well, yeah, see that, I suppose.
Anyway, I'd better get off.
All right, have a nice time.
Oh, we've got a visitor.
Oh, don't worry, it'll be for me, probably.
Parish council business?
Yeah, I suspect it'll be about the meeting tonight.
I'll see you then.
Yeah, bye, love.
Hey, George.
I've no Ruth.
Is it David you're after?
It happens.
I'll leave you to it, then.
Right, bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Hi, George, just caught me.
I hoped I would.
We're just fueling up the tractor.
I won't keep you. I just thought I had to let you know I've had to put an extra item on tonight's agenda.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid you're not going to like it.
Yeah, well, I think I know what's coming.
I've had one or two members on to me asking if they'd get a chance to discuss you-know-what.
It's got nothing to do with the council.
Well, they seem to think it is.
What, me having a pop at a badger on my own farm?
The proper conduct of councillors, that's what they're calling it.
Load of bunkum.
Look, I'm sorry, you know my view on the matter. I'd probably have done exactly the same thing in your position.
Yeah, I bet you would.
Nevertheless, as chairman, I had to go along with it.
OK. Yeah, I'll be over there as soon as I can. About 15 or 20 minutes, I'd say. Yeah. And you'll be there, will you, Neil? Sorry? Oh, good. Yeah, I'll see you later then. Bye. What? Yeah, bye.
You got time to finish your coffee?
Oh, just about. What time are you off?
As soon as Ruth gets here. We're going in her car.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to heave this dog outside a minute.
Good idea.
Come on, Scruff. There's a good boy.
It can be a bit wearing.
You can say that again.
Do you think you'll get any quieter?
I wouldn't count on it.
You ought to have settled down by now.
Out you go, Scruff. Good boy. That's better.
At least with all that noise, he's a good deterrent.
Let's hope so.
Honestly, it gives me the creeps. And I think of that weirdo out there somewhere.
Well, don't. With a bit of luck, that'll be the end of it.
But until they catch someone, I don't think I'll rest easy again.
We mustn't let it dominate our lives. Otherwise, he's won, whoever he is.
Yeah, you're right.
We've done all we reasonably can. Now we've just got to get on.
It's a good thing I've got you. Otherwise, it really would be a nightmare.
We'll see it through. You and me together.
I know we will.
Now, you just get yourself into town and spend a bit of money. Forget about it for a few hours.
Well, I'm not needed here anyway. It's a fairly quiet afternoon.
Well, there you are then.
We've got some good staff, thank goodness.
Mm. I see young Amy's in again.
Yep, cycled all the way. That's how keen she is.
Maybe we ought to have a word with Alan. See how he feels about her having proper lessons.
She'd love that, I'm sure.
What on earth is that?
Oh, no, Ruth!
Scruff! Scruff!
All right, good dog.
Get
good
down, Scruff! Get down!
Oh, Ruth, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
But look at you.
It's only a bit of mud, that's all.
It's all down your trousers.
Bad dog, Scruff. Bad dog.
It's okay, really.
I'll put him in the barn.
Yeah, good idea.
Then I'd better get over to Bridge Farm. Have a good time, the two of you.
Thanks, love.
See you, Alistair.
Oh, look, I really am sorry, Ruth.
It's no problem.
I don't know what we're going to do with him. I really don't.
He's only being friendly.
He's meant to be a guard dog.
I imagine he'd be pretty scary if you didn't know.
I hope so.
He gave me a nasty moment when I got out of the car, I can tell you that.
He's quite harmless, really.
Yeah, I can see that now.
Come on, let's get you inside and see if we can get that mud off.
Thanks.
And then we'd better get ourselves into town if we're going to spend some serious money.
Right. All done.
Ah, good.
I'll get these off to the lab straight away. Hopefully we'll have some answers back before too long.
Until then, you can't be sure?
I'm afraid not. The symptoms are all fairly general.
But it could be serious.
I can't rule out a pig wasting syndrome, if that's what you mean.
Ah, that's a worry.
But I think we have to adopt the precautionary principle.
Well, you're talking about antibiotics?
Well, if it's wasting syndrome, then we have to be concerned about secondary infections. So I would suggest medication.
In the water.
That'd be my advice.
Some of these pigs were due to go this week.
Well, as soon as that.
But once they're on antibiotics...
I can let you have something with a fairly short withdrawal period.
Yeah, but it's still going to be a couple of days, though.
I'm afraid so.
And these are organic, don't forget. You have to allow 3 times the normal withdrawal period.
It's not an easy decision, I know.
Well, leave the stuff anyway. I'll have a think about it.
It's up to you, of course.
Yeah, I know.
There we are.
Right, thanks.
It's all on the leaflet. Dilution rates, that sort of thing.
Okay.
The moment I get any news from the lab, I'll be in touch, right?
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, Alistair.
Hello, Pat.
What's the news?
Well, difficult to say. They're definitely running a temperature somewhere.
But you don't know what it is?
Some sort of viral condition. I've taken a few blood samples. Hope that'll make it clearer.
And what are we doing in the meantime?
Antibiotics.
Oh, dear.
Tom's not going to be too chuffed.
Anyway, if you'll excuse me, I've got another call to make.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alistair.
No problem. And as I say, I'll get in touch as soon as I know something.
Right, thanks.
See you then.
See you.
Bye.
If only there was some way of reaching Tom.
Well, all I can remember him saying was that he was calling on Whole Foods shops in Staffordshire.
Not much to go on.
Well, no idea when he'd be back.
Right. I'll just have to make a managerial decision.
The worst thing is it makes you so suspicious.
I imagine it would.
I find myself staring at every stranger who comes to the place and thinking, are you the one?
It's not very likely, is it?
Well, why not? How do I know he's not coming into the stables to see how scared we are?
Oh, Shula, that's awful.
Well, whatever happens now, it's going to have hurt the business.
People are getting worried, I suppose.
You can't blame them. No one has to send the horses to us, so why take the risk?
Have you had many taken away?
No, not so far, but every day I get phone calls, people getting concerned. I had two yesterday.
Oh, it's a horrible situation.
Yes. Well, anyway, it was great to get away from it for a couple of hours, so thanks.
No, my pleasure.
Something about being among all those shoppers made me feel slightly less paranoid.
Good.
Oh, here we are back again. Let's hope there'll be no more disasters while we've been away.
Hey, look at that.
Oh, I don't believe it.
It's amazing.
Has that man got special powers or what?
Now, we're going to sit there quietly, and we're not going to rush about barking at people. Scruff, stay. That's it. Now we're going to remain calm. Good dog, eh?
Hi, George. That's a great job you're doing.
Just approach him quietly. Say hello. That's it. Good dog.
Hello, Scruff.
Hello, Scruff.
Scruff, stay. Stay. There you are. As good as gold.
That's wonderful, George.
A little bit of patience. A bit of attention. That's all he needs.
Don't we all?
Any road, I'd better get home and have my tea.
Okay.
Scruff, stay. Good dog. Now, don't take any nonsense from him.
Okay. Bye, George. Thank you.
Bye.
Scruff, stay. Stay.
There you are. It works.
Right. You're going to stay there, Scruff, while we get our shopping out of the car, and then you can come in for your tea.
Oh, look at him.
I think he understands.
I'm sure he does.
Right, let's get this stuff inside.
Oh, hi, you two. You're back. Get down. Scruff, get down.
Do you know, I think I've worked out the cause of the problem.
There you go. One pint of shy.
Oh, thanks, George. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, God, that's better.
I reckon you needed that.
I feel like I've been through the Spanish Inquisition.
Oh, come on, there were only the two of them. Everyone else was on your side.
Yeah, but didn't they make a meal of it, those two? Derek Fletcher and his faithful shadow.
Aye, they did a bit.
The post of parish councillor is an honourable one. It behoves us to conduct ourselves with proper decorum. Pompous git.
Oh, aye, can be.
No wonder people think that local politics is a big yawn.
Yeah. I seem to remember a certain harvest supper. Oh, a couple of years back it was. Yeah. When our friend Mr. Fletcher behaved with anything but proper decorum.
Oh, you mean that time that when he went a bit heavy on Joe's mulled cider?
That's the one,
and then
yeah,
he fell over the pudding table.
And had to be taken home.
Yeah, so he did. The old hypocrite. And then he goes and lays into me tonight. Blooming nerve.
Don't worry, lad. It'll soon be forgotten.
And what if I'm hauled up in court? It'll all start up again.
We'll get through it.
Well, look, George, I am really grateful for the way you supported me tonight.
I'm doing it again, too. We need people like you on the council.
Well, the only reason I came on in the first place was, well, because I wanted to make a difference. You know, do something to help village life.
You will do, I know.
Well, I'm beginning to wonder. As long as we've got deadbeats like Derek Fletcher on there, are we ever going to get things done?
At Bridge Farm, Neil's in for a surprise.
Morning, Neil.
Tom, you're up here early.
Thought I'd better look at these sick porkers of yours, if they were bad enough to get the vet in.
Oh, I was worried.
They don't seem too bad now.
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, look at them. Do they seem ill to you?
That one by the drinker, he doesn't look all upright.
It can't be anything much. They all came for their grub.
Oh, you've already fed them?
Yeah, nearly bit my hand off.
Oh, they've certainly improved. I'm glad about that.
I think you'll find that they usually do.
Meaning what?
They're organic pigs. They've got a lot of natural immunity. OK, so they get these little ailments, but they nearly always get better.
If you're lucky.
only you had to go and put antibiotics in the water. So now I've got to ring up the butcher and tell him we won't be sending them after all.
But it can't be helped.
It's going to cost me. You do realise that?
You didn't see them yesterday. They were in a bad way, some of them.
So how come they're now looking so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
Must be the medication.
If they'd really been sick, they wouldn't have recovered that quickly.
What are you saying, Tom?
Well, let's be honest. You overreacted.
How would you know? You weren't here.
I'm not getting at you, Neil. I'm just saying we've got to watch the costs, OK?
Yeah, I realise that.
And, well, while we're on the subject, I've just had an invoice from Mike Tucker for helping you ship to Marks. Is that right?
Yeah, and if you want to know the reason, I got fed up with waiting for you.
It's not on you, Neil. This is a small business I'm trying to run here. The cash flow's on a knife edge.
Don't give me that.
It's true. We haven't got the money to go using contractors or calling the vet in every 5 minutes.
Listen, I had to make a judgment. While you were off somewhere hobnobbing with meat buyers or whoever it was.
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to pick up the business that's keeping you in a job.
Yeah, well, you needn't bother, right?
What do you mean?
You can save yourself the trouble. Because I quit.
Now, come on, Neil.
I'm just about sick of it. It's me up here, morning, noon and night, sorting out all the problems. You never come near the place for days on end.
Yes, I do.
Then when I make a decision that I shouldn't have had to make on my own, you've got the nerve to tell me I got it wrong.
I didn't say that.
Listen, I was looking after pigs when you were still in your baby bouncer. I know about pigs, okay?
I realise that.
You told me you wanted a manager, but to you, I'm no more than a general dog's body. Well, I've had enough. Find some other mug.
Where are you going?
Home, to have another breakfast.
But you can't. I've got sausages to make this morning.
You'll be busy then. You've got pigs to see to as well. See ya.
Right, that's got the ewes done, David.
Oh, well done, Bert. Any problems?
Two or three of them hobbling a bit.
Right. Well, we'll see to them this afternoon, but I want to get these bales shifted first.
Right, we'll hitch up the trailer then, shall we?
Yeah, if you could take it on up. I'll bring the loader.
Right, you are, David.
Thanks, Bert.
Oh, by the way, oh, yeah, they give you a hard time last night at the parish council.
Just a bit, yeah.
Oh, give you a bit of a roughing up, did they?
Well, I wouldn't put it quite like that.
Ooh, that's what Susan Carter said at the shop.
Oh, did she?
Ooh, don't you take no notice of them.
Well, no, I won't.
Me and Frieda reckon you done the right thing. Never mind what the rest of the village says.
It wasn't actually quite like that.
Well, as long as you know we're behind you, me and Frieda.
OK. Thanks, Bert.
Oh, and if that's why Joe Grundy's come round here to stick his oar in, don't let him get to you either.
We slipped up, Bert. We should have been up the field a bit quicker.
Yeah, we should.
Morning.
Hi, Joe.
Morning, Joe. Thirsty?
Yeah, very nice.
Recovered, have you?
What from?
That trouble you had last night. They give a quite a basting from what I heard.
Never mind what you heard, Joe Grundy. Some of us reckon that he'd every right to do what he did.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, you do?
All them do-gooders on the council, what do they know about the countryside, eh? He wants to leave it to farmers like us who understands these things. Isn't that right, David Archer?
Well, I appreciate your support, Joe. Now, listen, if you'll excuse us, I'm afraid we've got bales to shift.
Well, now, that's what I come to see you about, in a manner of speaking.
Oh, yeah?
Well, as you know, we're being victimised, me and Eddie, over our barn.
Yeah, they're making you take it down.
Yeah, they are. But Bert Fry here made me realise I can't let him get away with it. That's what we fought the war for, the right of an Englishman to do what he wants on his own land.
Is that what we said?
Yeah, well, something like that.
Well, I wish you luck, Joe, but how does this affect me?
Well, now, I decided to put in an appeal on it. I've already sent off of the form.
So, what, you want some help filling it in?
Oh, no. Me and Eddie can manage that all right.
Well, I don't see there's much else I can do.
Yeah, well, we've got a big heap of bales lying about all over the place. Oh, a typical Eddie, that is. Now, I thought if we could tidy them up a bit,
right.
We could stack them all up at one end. Well, it would be a lot nicer for anybody who happened to be walking over that way.
Yeah, they look a mess at the moment.
They do, I admit that, yeah. The snag is, we ain't got the tackle to shift to.
Well, what's wrong with Eddie's tractor?
Hydraulics on the blink. Could be Christmas before he gets you into fixing.
What, so you were thinking of this bit of kit?
Oh, there's no skin off your nose, is he? You've even got the loader on there.
Well, I'll help if I can, Joe, but we're busy this week.
It shouldn't take too long.
All right, look, we'll try and get over there later on this morning.
I'm very much obliged, David Archer.
What's this about you letting Neil go?
I didn't let him go. He walked out on me.
Well, you must have upset him. Was it because he got the vet expecting?
All I said was that we had to be careful with our costs.
Oh, Tom.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
He knows that. If you'd seen how worried he was, this is just what he was afraid of.
Well, why didn't he hang on till I got back?
He thought it was too serious.
Mum, they had a cold, or the pig equivalent.
You can't possibly know that. We haven't even had the test results back.
I just know. I've seen it before.
You seem to think you know more than someone who's been working with pigs for 20-odd years or whatever it is.
I'm not saying that.
And as if that's not enough, now you're claiming to know more than Alistair.
Come on, you know what vets are like. You can't always do everything they say. Sometimes you just have to use a bit of judgment, which is what I was trying to tell Neil.
Well, you obviously managed to get his back up.
Be a bit oversensitive.
So you should have been more careful.
I did try, Mum.
And now you've managed to lose the best stockman you're ever likely to get.
Morning.
Morning.
Hello, Susan.
Oh, hi, Pat. We don't often see you over here, do we, Tom?
No, I just wanted a word with Tom.
Oh, right.
Have you come straight from home, Susan?
No, from the shop like I always do. Why? What's happened?
Well, nothing really. I had a bit of a bust-up with Neil, that's all.
Oh, not about them sick pigs.
I was trying to explain to him how we have to be careful about getting the vet in.
Well, he had to get the vet in. They were ill.
That's what we were discussing. Only he walked out, I'm afraid.
What do you mean, walked out?
He quit. Chucked in the job.
Well, if you told him he shouldn't have called the vet in, I'm not surprised.
Believe me, Susan, this is the last thing I wanted to happen.
No, we all think he's doing a great job. Isn't that right, Tom?
Yeah, definitely.
So where is he now?
Gone home, I presume. Said he was going to have some more breakfast.
Look, is it all right if I pop back and have a word with him?
I'd rather you didn't. Stan's going to need a hand. He's about halfway through the run.
Well, can't you help him? I shan't be long.
Not possible, I'm afraid. I've got pigs to see to.
Well, Neil didn't do them.
No, just left me to it.
Oh, it's all a bit of a mess, isn't it?
So, what do you think, Joe?
Oh, it's a lot better. I'm much obliged to you.
No problem. Like you said, it made sense to do the job while we still had the loader on.
Well, that's a point I owe you, David, aren't you?
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm glad to help.
Now all you need to do is clear up all the rest of this junk.
That ain't junk. There's some good bits to tackle out there.
Oh, like that rusty old mangle.
Valuable, that is. Domestic memorandums.
Well, it's a bit incongruous, Joe. I mean, it's not much to do with farming, is it?
Yeah, I suppose not.
It might be better to make the place look like it's used for agricultural purposes.
Yeah, and while you're at it, take that old car, too.
Well, Eddie's been keeping it for spares.
Well, spares? He ain't even got a Cortina.
Well, you never know. Somebody might come in looking for a carburetor or something.
Well, they might come in looking for Windsor Castle. It ain't very likely, though, is it?
I get rid of it all, Joe. Mm-hmm. Just keep the farm machinery in the compost.
Would you know?
Yeah.
You wants to put them all in a nice straight line. All them bits of farm tackle.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of work, that, for an old man.
Eddie will give you a hand, won't he? And Clary, I expect.
Oh, they ain't interested.
They must be.
No, they ain't. The only thing they're worried about is our Edward.
Well, yeah, I can understand that.
Funny thing is, he's the reason I wanted to get the barn up in the first place.
Yeah, of course it's his job.
Thought it might encourage him, give him somewhere to bring his cattle. Don't seem all that interested these days.
He'll come back to it.
Yeah, of course he will. Once a farmer, always a farmer, hey?
You can't help wondering if all this trouble... Well, would it have happened if we'd stayed at Grange Farm?
Well, look, Joe, we can't stop here right now, but if you want to hand this evening...
It's very civil of you, Bertfrey.
Yeah, borrow the big tractor if you want, Bert. You'll soon get this tackle tidied up.
I'll do that, David.
Well, you know what to say, I'm sure.
Well, like you say, Joe, us farmers have got to stick together.
Yeah, that's right.
And, listen, can I make a suggestion?
What's that?
Well, if you really want to spruce the place up, it might be worth thinking about that roof.
The corrugated? What's the matter with it?
Well, it's maybe a little bit intrusive.
You're in.
You haven't considered giving it a coat of paint, I suppose.
Hello, Neil.
Oh, hello, love. You're just in time. I was going to do some beans on toast.
Oh, never mind the beans on toast. Come here. What's been going on between you and Tom?
Well, I told him what he could do with his job, that's all.
Yeah, well, it's been building up, I know.
I can't work with him, Susan. He's too arrogant.
Well, I think it's come as a bit of a shock to him. He doesn't seem all that arrogant now.
Leopard, don't change its spots.
Well, maybe not.
He's been getting worse ever since he saw himself as the big executive.
I don't know if you should have walked out, though. Hmm? What about the money?
Well, I know for a fact there's going to be work going out at Home Farm. All these new enterprises are taking on.
Picking strawberries? That's not a proper job.
I'm not talking about picking strawberries. I'm talking about tractor work. Plus, there's the deer, don't forget.
You don't know for sure, though.
Oh, I got a fair idea. They've been stretched ever since Debbie went.
Oh, that's true.
And even if it doesn't work out, we've still got the pigs.
You don't think Tom will cancel his order for the wieners?
How can he? Where's he going to find that many organic wieners around here?
Oh, I've no idea.
Take my word for it, they don't exist.
Okay.
He wouldn't be that stupid. Cutting off his nose to spite his face.
Oh, he's only got himself to blame. He's never shown you any proper consideration.
General dog's body, that's all I am.
I know.
Someone he can rely on to keep everything going so he can go off and have his business lunches.
Well, I think he's got the message. He seems really upset about it.
Well, yeah, upset at having to do some proper work for a change.
No, I think it's genuine. He knows he's been unfair.
So why hasn't he been round to apologise?
Oh, give him time.
Not that that's going to make any difference.
Well, he wouldn't go back. Even if he apologises.
No way. I'm out of there, Susan. For good.
Thought you'd like them. We've got quite a variety of butterflies, really.
What are they?
Yeah, commas, most of them. See, like that one? See the raggedy edge?
Oh, yeah.
And that one there, that's a hedge brown.
Fantastic.
Well, they don't get here by accident. It's the way we look after the place.
Yeah?
First, we have to open it up in the middle. Then we have to get all the brambles back. Otherwise, they take over.
They like it nice and open, then, do they?
Some of them. But they also need lots of shrubs and stuff at the sides.
What, like this?
Yeah, hawthorn, that is. See all the berries?
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to get taller as you work back, so we've got the long grass at the front, see?
Right.
Then at the back, all the trees.
And is this what you do all day? When you're not killing foxes and stoats?
Oh, we don't do much of that.
What about poisoning buzzards?
Where do you get these ideas from?
Mum said gamekeepers are always poisoning buzzards.
Well, it's not true.
Isn't it?
Well, I'm not saying you don't get the odd rogue. You find them in any job.
Well, I'm glad you don't anyway.
No, my job's looking after the countryside, making places like this.
So, did you come here with Helen for a snog?
Come on. It's time you were heading back, young lady.
Yeah, okay.
You've got your packing to finish.
Do you think I'll marry her, Dad?
Hey, what is this?
Well, you've been going out long enough. You must have thought about it.
Can't say I have.
I bet she has.
What do you think of her? Do you like her?
Yeah, she's cool.
I think so too.
See if you can make it last a bit longer this time.
We'll see.
Why did your mum get divorced?
Yeah, it's complicated.
Did you stop loving each other?
I don't think so, no.
Why split up then?
It's hard to say. I think we just found out we couldn't live together.
That's weird.
I suppose it is.
And now you hide yourself away in the woods with only the dim William to talk to.
Don't be rude, young lady.
You must admit, he's a bit of a turnip.
Come on. It's time we were getting back. You'll be missing that plane.
Do you know something, Dad?
What?
I'm glad you're a keeper.
Are you? Good.
Yeah. Especially about looking after the countryside. I think it's great.
So, where are you looking at the moment?
Felpersham.
What a pity you can't find somewhere in the village.
We could, if we had a couple hundred thousand pounds.
Unfortunately, a bit out of our league.
Wish it was out of Matt Crawford's league. He seems to be collecting houses round here.
Yeah, I wish Madry hadn't sold him our place.
She didn't have a lot of choice, really, did she?
I know.
She had to have a quick sale.
So, will it all go through? Oh, we're not sure exactly. It won't be long, will it?
Yeah, a few weeks, we reckon, don't we, Ellie? Yeah.
So we've got to get our skates on. Anyway, come on. You've been positive today, remember?
Definitely.
We're going to Felpersham. We are looking at three flats, and one of them is going to be perfect.
Oh, I do hope so.
And we'll have a fantastic garden for Phoebe to play in.
And just down the road, there'll be a fantastic pub for me to play in.
I don't remember putting that on our list.
I just added it.
Well, anyway, look, the best of luck.
Oh, thanks, Susan.
Best of luck with what?
Oh, Roy and Hayley, they're off for property hunting.
Oh, well, let us know how you get on.
Yeah. We will. See you then.
Mm-hmm. See you. Bye. Well, have you seen him yet?
See, no.
What do you think?
Oh, I've been up doing my pigs. I haven't seen anyone.
Thought he might have come over.
No.
Anything on the answering machine?
I haven't checked.
You're letting him sweat, aren't you?
Well, I meant it, you know, Susan. I'm not going back.
Yeah, I know. But if he was to come and apologise...
Well, he knows where I am.
Yeah, he does.
No, I'm just off over to see Adam Macy, find out about the work situation.
Is this what you came in to tell me?
Nope. I was thinking of having lunch in the Bull. I wondered if you fancied joining me.
Well, it's not a bad view, anyway.
What, apart from the builder's yard? No,
it's okay at the side. You can see all the gardens.
Is this window open?
I don't know. Let's give it a try. It seems to be stuck.
Well, don't force this.
Be a bit embarrassing, wouldn't it? Yeah. Smashing the window with the guy standing downstairs.
Yeah, well, they'll definitely have to get it seen to before we move in.
Oh, definitely.
It's a lot quieter this side of the house, isn't it?
Well, that's good. This is where we'll be a lot of the time, in the kitchen.
Should be, yeah.
Well, and the times we are in the sitting room, the traffic noise won't matter so much. We'll have the TV on or the stereo.
It's probably quieter in the evening.
It's bound to be.
Yeah. Plenty of cupboard space, anyway.
Well, that'll be useful.
Something we haven't had at Nightingale Farm.
What's that?
I don't know. Jam or something. Someone must have spilt it.
Oh, well.
Still, it won't take long to clear it off.
No, but they ought to do that.
Yeah, I suppose they should, really.
Still, it's not a bad flat, considering.
For the price.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a lot better than the last place. I mean, I couldn't have lived there, could you?
No way.
And this is definitely a nicer area.
Oh, it's much nicer.
Only 10 minutes walk for the swings.
Yep, and the park, don't forget.
Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, we'll go for it then, yeah, shall we?
I think so, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
So, that's decided.
Yes.
We'll go down and tell him.
Okay.
Sure?
No.
What?
Oh, Roy, I'm sorry I'm not bringing Phoebe here. I think it's horrid. I hate the stairs, I hate the mucky corridor, I hate the sitting room. There is no way I'm having Phoebe playing that grotty bit of grass with all those parked cars.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You do?
Yep.
Honestly?
Honestly? We were just trying to convince ourselves.
And we're not that desperate, are we? I mean, if this place isn't right...
No, we don't have it. End of story.
Trouble is, we've been spoiled, haven't we?
Oh, I know.
All those lovely surroundings Phoebe's had to grow up in.
I know.
It's not until you start trying to find somewhere else you realise how lucky you've been.
There you go, love. And I brought you the menu.
Oh, thanks. Now, come on. I want to hear what Adam had to say.
Well, it's good news, really. He reckons there'll definitely be a lot of work in the next few months.
Oh, that's great.
Well, like I said, they've got these two new enterprises, plus all the arable stuff.
And it's guaranteed, is it?
Well, no, obviously.
Oh. So you don't actually know how much you'll be earning?
He was telling me about the strawberries.
Oh, yeah?
He's got big plans in that direction. Couldn't tell me the details. He hasn't actually talked to Brian yet, but if it happens, there'll be loads of work.
If it happens?
Well, even if it doesn't, there's all the tractor work. That won't get any less.
The only thing with Tom is it could be slightly awkward for me, you know, working with him on the sausages.
He's not going to take it out on you. He needs you too much.
Let's hope so.
He does, believe me.
There's no way I'm giving that up. We need the money.
Well, that's up to you, love. If you feel you can work with him, fine, but I blooming well can't.
Neil, shh.
What? Oh, right.
Hi there, you two.
Hello, Tom.
And Tom?
I saw the car outside. Thought I'd pop in for a quick word.
Oh, well, we were about to have our lunch, actually.
Oh, right. Well, I won't hold you up. I just wanted to say about yesterday. Well, I was well out of order.
Yeah, you were.
And so I'd like to apologise.
I see.
I want you to know you're doing a great job.
Yeah, well, I've worked with pigs long enough.
And it shows. There aren't too many people with the knowledge you've got.
That's true.
Anyway, I won't hold up your lunch. Just wanted to tell you that, Neil.
Yeah, right.
And also to say, well, if you could see your way to coming back, then maybe we could talk about a pay increase.
I see. Well, I'll have to think about it.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Now, if you don't mind...
Sorry, I'll leave you to it.
Mm-hmm. See you then.
Yeah, see ya. Bye, Susan.
Bye, Tom.
Right then, Susan. What are we going to have, huh?
We could have been a bit nicer. We did apologise.
Do you know something? I rather fancy a fat, juicy steak.
Right. This is it, then.
I hope it's not going to be a big emotional scene.
We're going to really embarrass you, aren't we, Helen?
Absolutely. Lots of weeping and wailing.
Right, I'm off.
Yeah, don't you dare.
Only kidding.
I'm going to miss you, love.
I'll miss you too.
Now, are you sure you've got everything? Passport, boarding card?
I'm fine, Dad, okay? I'm a big girl now.
Of course you are.
Well then.
Yeah, give my regards to your mother.
Okay. So, this is it then.
Bye, love.
Bye, Dad.
You take care of yourself.
And you. Bye, Helen.
Oh, bye, Sonia.
It's been great. It really has.
Yeah, good fun.
And you'll be sure to text me.
I promise.
I'll be waiting for it, right?
Right.
Oh, Helen.
Oh.
Look, I don't want to rush you.
Yeah, I think you better go through now.
Okay.
And don't forget to give us a call when you get home.
I said I would, didn't I?
You did. Bye then, love.
Bye. Bye, Helen.
Bye.
Keep in touch.
I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, dear. I feel quite wobbly.
Me too.
She's certainly relaxed in the last few days.
Yeah, she has, isn't she? She's definitely taken to you.
Well, I think she's great too.
Come on. Let's go home. I'm beginning to feel in need of a pint.
There you go, you lot. Bit behind with these, aren't you?
Oh, hi, Neil.
I'd have been finished an hour ago.
Yeah, well, I got a bit behind with the strawing up.
A lot to do, isn't there?
Certainly is.
Well, I've been thinking about your apology.
Oh, right.
I thought I'd better come over and let you know what I've decided.
Yeah?
On reflection, I might be prepared to come back.
Oh, Neil, that's great.
Subject to certain conditions.
What are they?
Well, you mentioned putting the money up. I think another pound on the hourly rate would be reasonable.
How about 50 pence?
I'm sorry, I'm not prepared to haggle over it. It's a pound, right? Take it or leave it.
Okay. What else?
Well, I want a proper job title this time. I was thinking of something like Pig Production Manager.
No problem. Is that it?
Yep, those are my conditions. What do you say?
Could you come in tomorrow?
No, I'm sorry, that won't be possible. I've decided to have the weekend off.
Oh, okay.
Me and Susan were thinking of taking a trip out somewhere.
I see.
But I'd be prepared to come back Monday morning. How does that sound to you?
Oh, that sounds great.
The Archers was written by Graham Harvey, who's also the agricultural story editor. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Alec Reed, and the editor is Vanessa Whitbone.